The oldest trucks that we have over 150,000 miles on them, but they're, I think, about 20 years old. So.
Well, I don't think there's any question that you need new vehicles.
Are we talking two vehicles?
Two. We currently have three. One is a newer one that is in the county's name. The oldest one is still driving, and we're just going to keep driving it until it completely dies. But the second one that we have is about the same age, also over 150,000 miles, but it has more, the front end is out. It has more problems than are economically repairable. And so we talked about having that auctioned off.
The purple
to
way.
Take it off the books, because my people don't want to drive it. They said it's dangerous, and I believe them, so.
So the office for the appraisers to go out and appraise, do they need two vehicles or three vehicles?
We need three total.
Three total, okay.
At minimum.
But one of the trucks is still good?
We have all three still. The one that no one will drive is still sitting out there, but the oldest one that Kenny's been driving, like I said, it's got, I think, 181,000 or 185,000 miles, and he's been stuck on the road, which, you know, around here, it's not really fun if you don't have internet access to get hold of somebody, or, you know, cell phone access, and your truck breaks down, so.
Well, in the bid, you put two or more, correct? So we can do two, and if you need a third,
correct.
If the vehicles work, everybody likes them, you need a third, we can do a third.
Right.
Move to award bid number 202011-461 to Fletcher Auto Group for two or more Toyota RAV4 hybrids.
Motion.
I was just looking at the who got the bid. I hadn't remembered, so I was looking. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dirt agreement. Travis Sellers.
Devin, is there anything special about this one? Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Travis Sellers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Blue Ridge Drive road petition.
Good morning.
Morning.
Kathy will pull it up on the screen for you all to look at. I need to move that podium. Currently have a road petition for Blue Ridge Drive, which is off of Fruit Farm Road in Ridgedale.
Is this the one where we were able to do a portion of it and then do a turnaround?
Correct. We did a portion down until it exceeded our grade standard, and that's where we made a turnaround.
But we got the two residents there on that.
Well, there was actually like five up there towards the beginning.
There's two that was in fighting each other?
Right.
We got to those two?
Yeah.
There was nothing past that, was there?
Not for quite a ways until you get up on the other side, and then there's, I'm not sure how many people actually live up there now, but here is the video going from where our turnaround and where we quit at on down the hill, in which on that portion it would be around the 17 plus percent grade.
What's it get to through there?
Just at the 17?
Yes, between 17 and 22. 22 is the steepest, which is mainly going to be on the other side after you go through the bottom.
And there's no homes anywhere along this area?
Not through here, no.
Our county road standards for the grade, is it what?
15%. As you're coming through this portion, it did at one time have some roughly 4-foot culverts. But as you can see, it did not hold it. In my opinion, it would need a bridge to allow enough span to let the water go through and not overtop the road. This portion here is where it was up at the 22%.
How many miles is it?
4,700.89 mile.
Almost a mile.
How many residents are on that road?
Well, on this back half, I would have to look on the map. There's another continuation. And again, I don't know how many people actually live there. There are several lots lotted off.
Now, is it publicly platted all through there? Is there still some portions?
It is now, all the way to the back where it meets up with the timber.
Can you try to hold the camera more still next time?
Okay. Fly them with a drone.
Do we have the, with those power lines being right there, do we have the available width for the...
Yes, it is platted for the available width.
Well, we're going to have to cut into the hillside there to the right?
Yes, for the drainage.
There's no people there.
There's not that many.
Okay, thank you.
And right here is where the platted road ends at. There's like a well right here. To your left would be where the well would be.
Keep going south just a little bit. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Okay. This is the one where they've traveled through there for...
That is correct. That's...
100 years?
Yeah, it's been several years.
Maybe not 100 years. How does emergency personnel get back there? Same way?
Same way, my understanding. Okay. They've attempted to go up the road, and it's my understanding the last time they did that, the fire hose unwound going up the hill, so they were dragging all their hose. It wouldn't
on the north side?
Yeah, it wouldn't even stay in the fire truck.
We don't have a lot of paperwork with that.
Well, I've got the review here.
Here, are you gentlemen?
Anybody, is there a petitioner here?
To fix it the way it currently is would be $300,000 plus, but I couldn't recommend doing that because it would be going against our road standards on meeting up with our grade.
Your grade and also your people. I didn't see the houses that were living there.
Yeah. There should be enough homes, three, but still yet I can't recommend it due to the grade.
Move to deny the Blue Ridge Drive Road petition.
Shouldn't be asked for anyone here.
We did. There's
nobody here in the remonstrance of this petition. Anyone here? Okay, I'm sorry. So we have a motion to deny.
And I second it.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Devin, in the requirement of three homes, it's for any amount of road. It doesn't matter.
Pleasure.
For a majority of the roads, or like if it's a platted subdivision over 60% built out, then it would qualify also. Mm-hmm.
But it's not 60% filled out either, is it?
I have next on the agenda funding request, City of Marion Woods.